Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Milges. And now, play ball. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Gehringer tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Milges reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavner is hit by the pitch. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. Gehringer moves to third. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman. Throws the ball into Richardson who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Porter reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Porter scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milges hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Barnes now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Barnes. Averill moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richardson. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Richardson steals second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richardson scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Frank Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes bunts towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Milges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Milges reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milges moves to third. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milges scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter is hit by the pitch. Lind moves to third. Averill moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind scores. Averill scores. Porter moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Emil Adey now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fonseca moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball towards right field. Porter fields the ball and throws to home. Sewell drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Sewell. Gehringer tags and scores. Heilman tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-4, Indians. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman tags and moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Heine Scubble now playing shortstop. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tavener strikes out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Adai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Johnstone pinch hits for Heine Scubble. Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.